Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I'm nationwide. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. Uh-huh, uh-huh. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Christine Ibbotson is here. Christine is she is a financial planner, a chartered investment manager. She is the author of How to Retire Debt-Free and Wealthy and other books, including a new ebook, Don't Panic During and After Coronavirus. And she's here to talk to us about how to manage these two nickels we're rubbing together. Christine Ibbotson, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your thought leadership, your books, and all the things that you do. You know, Christine, it seems... When we're in the middle of this coronavirus, well, actually, we're in the middle of two things, I think, Christine. I'd like to know your thoughts on this. We're in the middle of a global medical health pandemic, the coronavirus pandemic. But we're also, there's another level, source of energy out there, or force, maybe I should just call it, that's our response to the pandemic. You know, you see what I mean? I mean, we got the pandemic, and then we got our response to the pandemic, and both of them are pushing against us, aren't they?
I would agree. You know, there is a lot of people that are, most people feel that this is more of a financial crisis than really a health crisis, and I would tend to somewhat agree with them. But if you look at what happened, you know, before the coronavirus and actually what's happened in the stock market together with the oil crisis,
mm-hmm.
history really doesn't support such an explosive downturn that we had in the market.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no precedent to explain that.
That's right. There's so many unprecedented things these days, aren't there?
Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to hold true on the upside as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, personally, I believe that there's so much massive pent-up demand, and that will provide the eventual recovery. We're even starting to see that now in some states. I mean,
mm-hmm.
really, we all know that the market is very aggressive reacting one way or the other, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I honestly believe that it's going to go up just as fast as it declined when the market turns.
Well, and of course,
there is opportunity out there.
Of course, most people out on Main Street, other than with their 401ks, maybe in their IRAs, most people, the people who I work for, they don't think a lot about Wall Street. They're mostly focused on Main Street, and as you know, for 10 years from about 7-8 years, the stock market was at record levels while Main Street was still languishing. So there is a complete disconnect, I think, and more and more people are realizing that now. There's a complete disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. How the economy is doing does not reflect how Wall Street is doing, it seems to me. What do you think?
Well, you're talking about small business owners and
yes,
entrepreneurs,
of course.
Right? Yeah. You know, I definitely would agree, but this is not the same as the 2008 financial crisis.
I agree.
It really is not.
I agree.
And all, you know, entrepreneurs are always looking for a unique event that'll give them a leg up in their business. And I would say this is it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to kind of get creative. You've got a captive consumer audience all at home with time on their hands. And I don't know what your business is, obviously. Everybody's different. But you really shouldn't hesitate here to start taking advantage of these events.
There is going to be a new normal going forward. One of the things that I think that all of us, regardless of how much degree of difficulty we're in right now in staying alive, we're all going to have to realize that whatever's on the other side of this is going to look different than January of this year. What do you think?
I would agree. Yeah, I would agree. I mean, but you still need to put yourself out there. I mean, maybe this crisis is the sign you needed to turn things around and go in a different direction.
Hold on to that thought, Christine. I got to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with Christine Ibbotson. The new book, the e-book, Don't Panic During and After Coronavirus, is just out. Quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.